All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun, second hour of the American Awakening. So around 4:17 a.m., Seth Rich was about a block from his home when his girlfriend Mulca, still on the phone with him, heard voices in the background. And Rich reassured her that he was just steps away from being at his front door and hung up. 2 minutes later, Rich was shot twice. Police were on the scene within 3 minutes. Rich sustained bruising on his hands and face. He remained conscious, but died in a nearby hospital less than 2 hours later. And as I said before, the cops had the video cams of this. We've never seen it. Shortly thereafter, Julian Assange implied that Seth Rich was, in fact, a source for WikiLeaks and offered a $130,000 reward for information leading to his killer. As per the Washington Examiner, Rich's family issued the following statement via a spokesman regarding the recent Fox News report, saying that they have seen no evidence of the alleged emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. They say, as we've seen through the past year of unsubstantiated claims, we see no facts. We have seen no evidence. We have been approached with no emails and only learned about this when contacted by the press, the statement said. Well, that contradicts. If the family hired this detective, that contradicts what the detective said. And it goes on to say, even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interaction, as emails can be altered. And we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so. Oh, I see. This statement was made by the handler, folks, not the family. He says that they've seen no facts. The detectives say otherwise. So, goes on to say, we are a family who is committed to facts, not fake evidence that surfaces every few months to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding Seth's murderer. Distract law enforcement? It's law enforcement who has this evidence sitting on a computer of which they can't find. The services of a private investigator who spoke to the press was offered to the Rich family and paid for by a third party and contractually was barred from speaking to the press or anyone outside of law enforcement or the family unless explicitly authorized by the family. Well, tell you what, I've got a clip here of this detective being interviewed by Lou Dobbs. Now, John played about 5 minutes of it on his program. I'm going to play it in its entirety. It's about 11 minutes. Mike, have you got that queued up?
Explosive new developments tonight in the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, who was murdered last summer. A federal investigator telling Fox News that an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer showed he made contact with WikiLeaks through a former reporter and London-based WikiLeaks director, Gavin McFadden. The investigator told Fox News Rich provided McFadden with more than 44,000 emails, nearly 18,000 attachments. Rich was murdered near his D.C. home on the morning of July 10th. But his wallet, his cell phone, his watch not taken. WikiLeaks, 12 days later, published internal emails showing top DNC officials trading ideas on how to hurt Senator Bernie Sanders at the polls, and those emails resulting in the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the chair of the DNC, and the DNC's three top officials because of the obvious conclusion portrayed in those emails between the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Rich's contact with WikiLeaks, corroborated by private investigator and former DC detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate this case. A Rich family spokesman claiming the report is unsubstantiating and added, quote, even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions, as emails can be altered, and we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so. Those are the words of the family spokesperson, who is also a Democratic crisis management and public relations expert. My next guest is investigating the murder of Seth Rich. He says there is some degree of exchange between Rich and WikiLeaks that occurred before his death. And joining me now with the latest, the man hired to investigate the case by a third party. Rod Wheeler joins us, former D.C. detective, Fox News contributor. And Rod, good to have you with us. And I know this is a complicated case. I want to say first to the family who have expressed concerns about the evidence here and what it actually means, that we're being very sensitive to this, but we're also looking at this case in the public interest, in fact, in the national interest, to try to discern what the D.C. Metropolitan Police and the FBI have not been able to do to this point. And we're going to do so with every sensitivity that we can bring to their concerns, with every effort also to get ultimately to the truth, which I know the family must desperately, desperately seek. Rod, this federal investigator, we're in an unusual situation. An FBI forensic report showing 44,000 emails, 18,000 attachments. That approximates just about what was released by WikiLeaks through the campaign and leading up to the election itself last summer. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Well, no, I actually don't think it's a coincidence, but I do want to emphasize, first off here, Lou, that I have never seen the emails themselves. The information that I have gotten is information that has come through Fox News from that federal investigator, and then what I've done is taken that information to try to corroborate it. Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do whenever we have a source, as you well know, we always like to check on the credibility of that information coming in.
What have you found in that regard?
Well, what I have found is that his information that he shared with Fox News is pretty consistent with everything else that I've been learning, including the fact that right now no one seems to know where the computers are that belong to Seth Rich. The computers obviously were confiscated at some point. The police department tells me they don't know where they are. The FBI says they're not involved. So my question is, well, who has the computers?
Yeah, who has a computer and why first? As the primary investigative department, why doesn't the D.C. Metropolitan Police know where evidence is? And if there was a forensic, and there has been a forensic report created by the FBI, why don't the investigating detectives know where it is, what's in those emails, how many there are? We have a very precise number from that federal investigator, but none of this explains why the FBI is involved. And why there are claims that the D.C. detectives were told to stand down.
Right. And that's a claim that I actually heard myself from a detective who said, Rod, we were told not to investigate this fully. Now, see, that's interesting because that's consistent with what this federal investigator said. The federal investigator never knew, Lou, that I had heard from a detective in the police department to stand down. Well, if this guy says the same thing, you have to start saying to yourself, well, maybe there's some truth behind this. So that's why I think when you look at the totality of everything that we have right now, it's very consistent with what this federal investigator has said. Now, I don't think that the police department has intentionally covered up anything pertaining to this case. I think it comes from someone above the police department. That's just my sense, Lou.
And we should point out the mayor herself denying that she issued any kind of stand-down order, as described, obviously, by some of those within the department. But again, we don't have an explanation why Washington, D.C. seems to be where investigations go to die, whether they originate with the federal government or the D.C. Metropolitan Police. This is a strange, strange, again, unresolved investigation with obvious frustration on the part of the local detectives who are who have this case in their hands, as well as the federal authorities, again, without explanation about why federal authorities are involved here.
That's right. And no one has been able to give us any adequate explanation as to why the feds would be involved. I think the feds are involved, and I think there's a lot more information that's going to come out with regards to this case. But I do want to say that the Rich family is very concerned about this. The Rich family believes it was still a street robbery, which it could have been. So I want to make sure that that's clear. We don't know who or why Seth ended up dead.
We haven't been able to determine, perhaps you have, that there were any murders in that neighborhood at all in recent years.
So, well, the last murder occurred in 2010, Lou.
Right.
2010.
So this is quite an exception, particularly in a city that is broadly as violent as Washington and deadly as Washington, D.C. is. And there seems to be a quick reflex here to say, you know, this was a robbery on the part of the police department. Obviously, it was not, because nothing was taken from Seth Rich. He was alive for 2 hours. We have no record that a single police officer or detective asked him, "Who shot you?" It is a peculiar case from start to finish. Your thoughts as we wrap up here about where we're at.
Well, you know, right, just to go along with that real quickly, we also don't have body cameras that I know the police officers were wearing on the scene the night in which Seth was killed. That's a problem, because we know for a fact those officers had on body cameras. No one knows where the video is. I think we're going to have to continue to look at this case, and hopefully more will come out as the days go by, Lou.
Rod Wheeler, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time and your thoughts about this case that disturbs the entire country. Be sure
to
vote in. Thank you, Rod.
Is it just me, folks? Am I the only conspiracy theorist out there? Or do you arrive at the same conclusion as I do? Is this case is fraught with fraud, with lies, with cover-ups? No body cameras, no body camera footage when he knew they were wearing him. Why are the feds involved anyway? If somebody gets murdered in those streets of Phoenix, Arizona, the feds don't get involved in that. Okay, it's the police, the city police that get involved in that. So why the feds? Well, I think we know why, don't we? And, you know, wherever this came from, evidently, the stand down came from above the police department. The FBI forensic report, 44,000 emails. That's no coincidence that it's just about the same amount of emails that WikiLeaks released. And the comments made by the FBI, you know, are consistent with the DC cop. We're talking about a stand down. Where's the computer? The FBI says the D.C. cops have it. The D.C. cops said the FBI has it. And then we have, on top of all of that, we get slapped in the face with whoever this fool is that is the D.C. or the Democratic spokesperson is put in with the family with the crisis that's giving his statement. And, you know, the detective or former detective is saying what the family firmly believes, that it's a botched robbery. Really? Who's trying to convince these people it's a botched robbery? Are these people that naive or that stupid that they wouldn't even remotely suspect that there might be something amiss here, especially when Seth Rich was involved in what he was involved in? I'm not buying that, folks. But then this spokesperson saying, well, you know, these are nothing but unsubstantiated claims. No facts, no evidence. The emails can be altered. No, that's not true. Emails can't be altered. The family is committed to facts, not fake evidence. There's that word again, folks, fake. Oh, it's all fake. All this stuff they're coming up with is fake. Really? Well, then explain all these discrepancies. Explain why the FBI is involved in this. They shouldn't be involved in this. The FBI is involved in this to make sure that, well, Comey was the fixer. He was the choker at the time, okay? And he's been doing a very good job of choking and fixing it, but he's gone now. Which is going to lead me into my next section here as to why we're in serious trouble. Because of all of the allegations and all of the false news that, or fake news that's been put out by the mainstream media about this alleged Russian collusion. And now, I'm going to read a few more excerpts from this investigator. And now we've got Rosenstein, the deputy director for the DOJ, that is assigning Robert Mueller, the former head of the FBI, who's dirty to high heaven, who claimed that the Benghazi investigation wasn't a failure, the same guy that kept Susan Lindauer locked up for 10 months so she couldn't talk and testify in front of the Congress to blow the lid off George Bush's and Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney's nonsense and Colin Powell's nonsense about weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein. Same guy that claimed he didn't know anything about the IRS investigation back a few years ago. Same guy that claimed the FBI had no prior warnings about 9/11. This guy is an absolute scumball. And Rosenstein, who was appointed by Trump, just stabbed Trump in the back and appointed this guy to investigate this alleged Russian collusion with Trump. It's outrageous, folks. So, Rod Wheeler, the police department nor the FBI have been forthcoming at all. They haven't been cooperating with him at all. And he believes the answer to solving Seth Rich's death lies on the computer, which the FBI says the D.C. police have it. D.C. police says the FBI has it. So they're just playing ping pong back and forth. So Wheeler said he has a source inside the police department that has looked him straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down on this case, and I can't share any information with you. Now, that's pretty highly unusual for a murder investigation, especially from the police department. And again, I don't think it comes from the chief's office, but I do believe there is correlation between the mayor's office and the DNC, and that is the information that will come out maybe Tuesday, next Tuesday. No, it goes up higher than the mayor's office, folks. Wheeler also told Fox's Sean Hannity that he had never personally seen the emails, but there was a federal investigator who was very credible who said he had seen Rich's computer and the investigation's case file, and he also said he found FBI involvement in the case to be very suspicious. It's beyond very suspicious. It's outrageous and criminal. The FBI doesn't get involved in local murders, folks. Yeah, the investigation shows someone within the D.C. government, either Democratic National Committee or the Clinton team, is blocking the murder investigation from going forward. Let's see. What else can I think that James Comey was blocking from going forward? Oh, yes. Yes, the birth certificate thing with Dennis Montgomery and Detective Mike Zullo involving Sheriff Joe Arpaio, where the CIA contractor Dennis Montgomery had the 47 computers with the 10 or 600 million pages of documents, went in and spilled his beans to Comey, and Comey covered it up. And then in the congressional investigations where Mike Zullo had written a letter to Congressman Chavez. Okay, even in the congressional hearings, Comey never mentioned it. He may have mentioned it in private behind closed doors, but we never heard a thing about it. Is it just me, folks? Am I the only one that picks up on this stuff? But then it gets worse. This is obviously a murder. It's being covered up. We have a kind of a pretty good idea of not necessarily who did it, but who's behind it, okay? I've got 119 body count lists that I did on a show a couple of weeks ago that go make you go, that's interesting. But it gets worse. Mike Adams, Natural News. Red alert. Attempted political coup now taking place in Washington, D.C., with efforts to impeach Trump for fabricated obstruction of justice. And this Al Green comes out on the Senate floor, congressman, and says they're not going to appoint another FBI director, not going to let it go through until this Russian investigation is complete that Robert Mueller is in charge of. I want to vomit. I'll be back in three.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host.
I need to back up a little bit here. I missed this. Yes, our wonderful backstabbing appointee by Donald Trump, Rod Rosenstein, appoints this scumball, Robert Mueller, former head of the FBI during 9/11. Okay, remember the guy that was, you know, when the FBI knocked on Susan Lindauer's door? He's the guy. The buck stops with him, folks. The United States Department of Justice has announced that a special counsel has been appointed to investigate the alleged Russian interference into last year's presidential election that has been foisted upon the American dumbed-down people by a lamestream media that is just running it into the ground, that lie. The former FBI director, Robert Mueller, has been assigned by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to oversee the previously confirmed FBI investigation of Russian government efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election and related matters. In the statement, Rosenstein said, "My decision is not a finding that crimes have been committed or that any prosecution is warranted. I have made no such determination. What I have determined, and get this, folks, is that it is based on a unique circumstance." And then he puts it off on the public, the dumbed-down public, and says, "The public interests requires me to place this investigation under the authority of a person who exercises a degree of independence from the normal chain of command. Gag me with a spoon."
Mueller will have 60 days to put together a budget for resources to conduct the investigation, and that budget must be approved by Rosenstein. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, of course, previously recused himself from all matters related to the presidential campaign. Special Counsel Mueller will have all appropriate resources to conduct a thorough and complete farce, scam, and Trump, to use the word loosely, Trump up facts in the investigation. I'm replacing a few words. It really says conduct a thorough and complete investigation. No, to conduct a scam, falsify evidence, do whatever they can do to oust Trump. And Rosenstein is confident that he will follow the facts. Of course he's confident he'll follow the facts because he knows Mueller, and Mueller's a scumball. Apply the law and reach a just result, said Rosenstein in a statement. The Justice Department officials were in touch with Mueller within days of the firing of FBI Director James Comey last week. Can you see it now, folks? Their sphincter muscles are pucking. They're going, uh-oh, we got to do something. We got to find the worst scumbag we can find. Oh, wait a minute. Robert Mueller. He's a scumball. Let's get him. So, oh, this makes me sick. They were in touch with Mueller within days of the firing of FBI Director James Comey last week, and the FBI has been actively investigating Russian influence, which is non-existent, and collusion with the Trump campaign, which is non-existent. As a special counsel, Mueller can be expected to have the full powers and independent authority to exercise all investigative and prosecutorial functions of any United States attorney. These powers include the ability to take matters before a grand jury, issue subpoenas, and assign federal agents to the case. The White House was informed of the decision an hour before it was publicly announced Wednesday. Now, administration officials have previously said that they see no need for a special counsel. And on Monday, the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the investigation led by the committees in the House and Senate, plus the FBI, were sufficient. I don't know why you need additional resources when you already have three entities, said Spicer. So this is a developing story. This is serious business here, folks. These people are not playing games. Here you've got an investigation that might be getting close on the murder of Seth Rich to being able to find out who did it, or at least, yeah, find out who did it and who hired, more importantly, who hired them to do it. Isn't it interesting, and I left this out, isn't it interesting that right about that time, that dump that WikiLeaks put out, Assange put out on John Podesta when he was talking about payback, when he was talking about teaching these people that leak a lesson, and he mentioned wetworks, and in mafia talk, wetworks means murder. Nobody's putting that together, or if they are, they're burying it. So then we've got, after that, by the way, folks, I'll open up phone lines if you want to call in. I've got another one I want to go through here. But this is serious. This is, and we're got the music coming up. Be back at the bottom of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I've got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to go to them in just a second here. But and there's another article that I want to try to get to before the program is over. This is, I want to emphasize, this is serious business, because they've been building on this lie for quite some time to the American people. Okay, and they're using this total falsehood of this Russian collusion to try to get Trump out of office, because if he gets an FBI director appointed in there that isn't a scammer, choker, fixer like Comey, like the assistant McCabe is right now, whose wife got $650,000 from the Clinton administration or Clinton Foundation for her campaign, okay, we get somebody in there that actually is honest, and we're going to see the ducks start falling, folks. That's what this is all about. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I won't take up too much time. I just have a suggestion for you, because I know you don't have anything to do.
And oh, okay.
you can use your investigation skills on this one. I've never heard anybody bring this up that I know of. The Victim Compensation Fund that started out shortly after 9/11, probably the first time in history where the government taxpayers pays out victims, alleged victims of alleged, you know, people, and gives them big bucks. I think it averaged out to be about, the families of the alleged deceased gets about $2 million.
That's if they shut up. That's if they shut up and don't say anything. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's to pay off the actors. That's what I think, because I don't think there was as many victims as I think. And, you know, I don't want to get into that right now, because But if you do, oh, here's another one you can look into. Do the numbers on the people that allegedly were in the building, because that didn't make sense either. Anyway, okay. They renewed that victim compensation fund in 2011. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, it got up to $10 billion, and then and 10 years later, they renewed it.
Hmm.
And well, so that, here's this, another.
Go ahead.
Here's another topic that you just reminded me of. Do the investigate how many people were allegedly in those towers, and then how many people allegedly died, and try to check out the photos of people leaving the building. You're not, you know, and none of it's going to make sense. So there's two good. I think those are good ideas that you can check into.
Okay, well, thank you. You gave me something to do. I was just sitting around twiddling my thumbs, Joel, so, you know.
I know it. Actually, you're never going to run out of material. The good thing about it is you're never going to run out of material because the swamp, the bubbles keep coming up in the swamp.
No, but honestly, I have to give credit to the audience because everybody out there is great. They give me a whole bunch of stuff to go through, and it keeps me busy. Anyway, thanks, Joel. I appreciate the info. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Good evening, Michael. Yeah, Michael, you stole my thunder, what you just said about the FBI. That's the exact reason I actually was going to call you. But now if you look at what's going on, Donald Trump's talking about putting Lieberman. They'll probably pick this Lieberman because he's a Jew in there, the FBI. It wouldn't surprise me. Listen, Michael, this whole thing is a big conspiracy to Zog. A major conspiracy. How come they're not going after George Soros, what he did with Black Lives Matter, or all these other the Rothschilds, all the shit? The chaos they're starting in France and all that. They put that guy Marcon in there over Le Pen. What do the French people want? Suicide for France? I mean, this is all a big world conspiracy by Zog. Look at Hollywood. Look at all what's all going on. You know, Donald Trump is trying to save the United States, I guess, in some sense. I don't even, but he's going to, I don't, you know, at immigration, he's doing great on that in some ways, but the rats are inside the White House, Michael. The rats are in the White House. You know, they should be going after Trump. They should be going out. He's leaking all this information. And Putin's, you know what, I don't understand. Putin's came out and already said today, Trump's not giving me no secrets or nothing like that. What more do these schweinharts in Washington want? Because you know what it is, Michael? Like you said, the FBI, that's really going to kick them. And what's happening, Trump keeps saying he's going to drain the swamp to the American people. And the American, the lily whites are waking up, and they're finding out what kind of conspiracy this whole thing has been, you know, since the days of Kennedy. And, you know, it's a massive conspiracy. If John F. Kennedy was president today running, he would be a Republican because he couldn't even get into the Democratic Party because the Dema rats. They're snowflake rats. And you got so many lily whites out there, it's disgusting. But, you know, I'm looking at so much stuff. Even Matt Drudge is putting stuff out like, well, you know, and Drudge, you know, he's pretty good, but now he's like, I don't know what, it's like a big game being waged here, and it's disgusting. Trump he's trying to be a great president to save the United States from the invasion of the hordes. And you know what? The people are going to get exactly what they wanted. Keep this nonsense up. Michael, the Supreme Court's run four Jewish judges. How can that be? They're only 3% of the population.
Okay. I know. Look, I got to run. I got another call, and I got to get this other article.
You get the point?
But
it's a conspiracy about
look, I get Tom. I get it. Okay, I got to let you go, buddy. I got to let you go. They're shining a light on Trump is trying to shine a light on the cockroaches, and they're all scurrying. Okay. Anyway, let's go to Charlie. Last call, Charlie in L.A. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, make it quick. I learned yesterday that England's healthcare is paid for by the profits of the oil revenue generated out of Iran from Shell Oil Company. So,
when
you think about healthcare and everything else, you think about all the billionaires we got and the oil companies, that's how England pays for its healthcare, from the profits of Shell Oil coming out of Iran. And you're right on the mark there, Joel. There's nobody dead. No, there's no dead people. So I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it. Wow. Amazing. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off there, Tom, in Florida, but I want to get back to this. I want to get through this before the show's over. And Tom can really get on a roll. But anyway, look. According to Mike Adams, this, folks, is a high-priority alert. The Washington Post, now exposed as a CIA propaganda front, and the New York Times, a fiction-pimping anti-American rag owned by a Mexican national, have tag-teamed their way to their desired finish line, the impeachment and indictment of President Donald J. Trump. Now, this has been accomplished through the publishing of a seemingly endless stream of utterly fabricated fake news stories, nearly all of which are based on anonymous sources that are probably little more than schizophrenic voices in the heads of the reporters writing the news in the first place. The aim has been to accuse President Trump of every imaginable crime, from leaking intel to the Russians to obstruction of justice. Now, keep in mind that these same discredited media outlets gave Obama a pass when he laundered $1.7 billion in cash and delivered it to Iran on a military cargo plane. They are the same fake news media that looked the other way when Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in a private meeting to pressure Lynch to back off any potential criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton's long list of crimes. They are the same anti-American media that said nothing when Hillary Clinton cheated during the presidential debates by receiving the debate questions in advance from CNN. She also pre-sold her anticipated presidency by collecting tens of millions of dollars in donations and speaking fees from foreign interests. They are the same media that stood silent when former President Obama weaponized the IRS to suppress the speech of conservative nonprofits. Similarly, nobody in the media seems to be alarmed at all that Obama abused the state surveillance apparatus to spy on his political opponents such as Rand Paul. Now, these are all serious crimes, serious abuses of power, and treasonous acts carried out by Obama, a Democrat. Yet, the left-wing media remains silent on every one of them. What's obvious from all this is that, according to the left-wing media, Democrats can do no wrong, and all their crimes are whitewashed. By default, even the obvious murder of Seth Rich. Yet, Republicans are instantly guilty of the worst crimes imaginable, even when they've done nothing wrong at all. Real crimes committed by Democrats are deliberately overlooked. In other words, while fake accusations against Republicans are hyped up until they're made to look legitimate and damning, to the point where Democrats are all madly hyperventilating and claiming to be triggered by nearly everything. It is against this background of wild disinformation, media lies, and conspiratorial plotting that President Trump is now facing the most, and by the way, it's not just him, it's us folks. Trump is now facing the most serious challenge of his administration, an aggressive attempt to remove him from office through impeachment and indictment over entirely fabricated, baseless accusations that are lacking any facts at all. And then we have that fool, Al Green, the congressman, stepping out on the House floor and calling for Trump's impeachment. Right on cue, Texas Congressman Al Green, the Democrat from Houston, no surprise, just called for Donald Trump's impeachment. As Zero Hedge reports, for now, it is unclear what Congressman Al Green's reasoning is, apart from anonymously sourced evidence-free reports from a clearly biased mainstream media perpetrating a narrative designed to resist. Apparently, the argument is that Trump obstructed justice. Although we hope Mr. Green has some evidence to back up his accusations, and indeed, nearly every media accusation against Trump has been based on nothing but innuendo, misleading headlines, fake anonymous sources, a Washington Post favorite, of course, or outright misrepresentations of hard facts. The New York Times and Washington Post have deliberately published fake news and then whipped it all up into a media circle jerk frenzy where the same false stories are repeated across the net, all hyped up by Facebook's selective oppression of liberty-oriented news by the 400-pound fat lady with the cat at Snopes.com. So that left-wing media lies are more easily shared. Google then tweaks its search engine algorithms to censor the truth media while giving extra rankings to the lies of the left-wing media, making sure that all searches on political topics return mainstream media propaganda results rather than independent media stories that are actually far more truthful. Yes, folks, the fix is in. In other words, and it's a coordinated network involving the media, the tech giants, the deep state intelligence organizations, and, of course, late-night television, which drives all the forced narratives into the brains of the young, gullible hipsters. Now, the goal of all this is to overthrow the Republic and the final crushing of all the voices of liberty. As it should be obvious by now, the Democrats seek to run a totalitarian, fascist police state that they control. It will be called a tolerant society, of course, where anyone who disagrees with any left-wing narrative is censored off the net, labeled a threat to humanity, and imprisoned or executed. The Boston Herald is already calling for mass executions of people who disagree with California's SB 277 vaccine mandate, which allows the state government to force mass injections of toxic substances into human babies. Netflix has now memory-holed videos that teach the science of genetics, making sure that nobody remembers how gender is determined by XX or XY chromosomes. Not a momentary feeling of a gender-confused individual. Google eliminated the entire naturalnews.com website from its index for a 6-day period, attempting to memory-hole 140,000-plus independent news articles, and Facebook is now blocking nearly all sharing of independent media in order to make sure that only the fake news narratives of the delusional left can be shared on its twisted social media platform, which serves as little more than a front for the NSA to collect intelligence on the citizenry. The real goal is this, which is also being pursued by the evil globalist Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com and owner of the fake news Washington Post, is the overthrow of the Republic. This will be followed, of course, by a massive false flag school shooting, a call for the complete disarmament of the U.S. citizenry, and a final rollout of the totalitarian police state run by the leftists. All liberty-oriented websites will be de-indexed from Google, banned from Facebook sharing, blocked by email ISPs, and possibly even shut down at the domain level through government seizures of domain names. All voices of liberty will be silenced, and only obedient conformity will be tolerated in the name of tolerance. We are, right now, on the very precipice, and I want to emphasize this, folks, we are on the very precipice of this unfolding before our very eyes in the days ahead. An effort is underway to impeach President Trump or declare him mentally unfit. Rumors are swirling that his own cabinet is prepared to say he suffers from Alzheimer's or dementia and is therefore unfit for command and must be replaced. An actual political coup is forming up at this very moment, and the anti-American forces within the media and the bureaucracy are planning to move swiftly to outpace the public awareness or the dissent against the coup that's taking place. Not to mention, and I'm going to throw this in there, not wanting to put an FBI director in there or have Trump try to appoint one or get him through the Senate until these fake Russian investigations are done. They want him gone because their heinies are in a bunch. Their panties are in a bunch, and their sphincter muscles are puckering, because if he puts somebody in the FBI that happens to be honest, all their arses are on the line, folks. Why a coup against Trump will likely set off a civil war and a catastrophic market collapse? Well, Mike Adams says he plans to discuss that in more detail in a subsequent article, but according to his analysis, a coup against President Trump is likely to be the catalyst for the outbreak of a civil war, as well as a catastrophic market crash. And in that civil war, Mike Adams predicts a strong possibility that the headquarters of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other tech gatekeepers will be overrun by pro-American forces in order to halt their collusion with fascist left-wing traitors who are trying to overthrow this republic. We should expect to see similar strategic occupation efforts targeting Washington Post and the New York Times, which is where all of the anti-American propaganda originates, run by these nefarious globalists who despise liberty and Donald Trump. He goes on to say he would not be surprised at all to see the major media centers of America seized and forced to stop running their anti-American, anti-liberty, fascist propaganda that has deliberately sought to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. On the streets, the mass protests will, of course, spill out across every U.S. city where brainwashed, delusional, left-winged activists will carry out mass violence against innocent white people, looting white neighborhoods and torching white-owned businesses. This mass violence will be uncontrolled and unstoppable by local police, who will be vastly outnumbered. And at some point, watch for local citizens who own firearms to start shooting back in their own defense. And from there, it all escalates into open warfare on the streets of America. Gun owners who can accurately shoot rifles will outrange the left-wing criminals who only know how to use handguns. Folks, if you are not yet prepared for the outbreak of mass violence across America, your time is running short. This is not looking good. You will obviously need a means of self-defense, and you will need plenty of organic survival food, a non-electric water filter, emergency first aid items, and emergency communications gear. And if you don't yet own a firearm for your protection, find recommended choices for your self-defense. You're going to need plenty of hollow point ammunition. Prepare to defend your property, your community, and perhaps even your country. It really is coming down to an outbreak of civil war across America. If these people, and I'm adding this in here, if these people succeed in pulling off this major, massive scam that they're doing and convince these snowflakes out there that Trump's a bad guy, we're really, really in deep doo-doo, folks. The fascist left will stop at nothing to stomp out all of our voices of liberty and install their own totalitarian system of government under which no dissent is allowed at all. Leftism is fascism. And remember, if you do not agree with all of their insane, delusional narratives about climate change, transgenderism, government spending, or socialized health care, then you will be silenced and punished. The book burnings have literally begun. The left's call for the mass killings of the voices of liberty are on the rise, and the left has become a mindless mass of dangerous zombies who are mentally ill and extremely violent. This will obviously not end peacefully. Goes on to say, stop your Google as your search engine. Start using goodgopher.com. And I have a tendency to agree with that, folks. Goodgopher.com. Quit using Google. Stop using Google News to find out what's happening. Use censored.news instead. Stop using Facebook. You can start using scenelife.com or gab.ai instead. Stop buying from amazon.com. Every purchase funds the same owner as the Washington Post, which is a traitorous fake news propaganda front that's actively trying to overthrow the Republic. Never believe what you get from NPR, New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, or other anti-American left-wing media outlets. They are all deliberately fabricating fake news that's intended to overthrow the Republic and crush all voices of liberty and reason. Each day, this is an advertisement for Mike Adams. Each day, go to naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, Trump News, or other websites to find out what's happening. Natural News is now updated every morning and evening, so check it at least twice a day. And subscribe to naturalnews.com. That's a powerful article, folks, and there's a lot of truth to what he says. Because I'm telling you right now, when I was on John's show today, you could hear it in John's voice. John's upset. And I'm sure a lot of us are upset about this because we've all watched this unfold. And we know it's fake. We've seen it unfolding like a tidal wave going across this country on our mainstream, lamestream, lying media outlets, convincing these mind-numbed people that Russia is colluding with Donald Trump, which is a total lie. Okay, but they had to do this and beef it up. Then they have the audacity to put in that article
that, well, we're doing it for public interest. The public is interested in this. We're not claiming we're going to prosecute or impeach, but the public has an interest in seeing where this goes, so we're going to go ahead and hire Robert the Scumball Mueller to investigate this.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, folks, the awakening is a process. Once you become awake and you're aware of your surroundings going on, you elevate your consciousness. But what I'm seeing here now is it never stops. It's an ongoing thing that will follow us the rest of our lives. It is getting by the day so easy to see the deceit, the lies, the manipulation, the just acts of despicable measure that's coming out by these people to ruin, literally, an innocent, naive businessman who's doing nothing more than trying, even through all of the obstruction, trying to improve what they've done to this country. And by golly, they won't let him. They'll do everything they can do to stop him. And why? What have they been offered? How much? What's in it for them? I mean, it can't just be that they're compromised, or is it that they are actually trying to cover up all of the evil deeds that they've done? Is it a monetary thing? Have they all been promised $10, $12, $20, $50 million apiece? I guess it wouldn't be impossible to imagine, since the Federal Reserve can just print as many dollars as it wants. It's no skin off their nose. But what I scratch my head in wonderment is, what would cause the mindset of people like this to take a country that for 230 or 40 years has been the beacon of light for everybody else in the world? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to ruin this place, which they've been doing a good job of doing for a long time? But I'm talking about, folks, we're coming down to the end of the line here. When I see this act, them appointing this scumball, Robert Mueller, actually that is appointed by somebody that appointed Trump, then turns right around and backstabs Trump to put this guy in there with an unlimited amount of funds, okay, to do what needs to be done to try to fish and find anything that they can find to declare him incompetent or to prove collusion with the Russians. And you know as well as I do, there isn't anything there. What does that mean? That means that they're going to have to, quote, Trump something up. No pun intended. This is downright scary, folks. And all the while this is going on, we hear nothing about any of the litigious or any of the crimes that were committed by the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons themselves, okay, all of the pedophile scandal, the child trafficking, the spirit cooking, all of that stuff. We hear nothing about at all. It's like somebody just picked up the rug and swept it underneath it. That's it. End of story. I'll never hear about it again. This is amazing, folks. We're out of time. Be back same time, same station tomorrow night, folks. Stay out of trouble. Bye for now.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sin.